Thank you. We're joined, as usual, by University of Rhode Island political science professor Maureen Moakley. Good morning, Maureen.
Good morning, everyone.
Scott McKay is away this week, but we're pleased to be joined by our guest, the executive director of one of the state's largest teachers unions, the National Education Association Rhode Island, Robert Walsh. Thank you for joining us, Bob.
Pleasure to be back.
Governor Gina Raimondo continues to get positive national media attention. The headline on a New York Times story earlier this week was "Hiring Hit Parade Comes to Rhode Island After Years of Decline." But the percentage of Rhode Islanders in the workforce remains almost 5 points below the recent high set in 2005. CNBC continues to rate Rhode Island as the worst business climate in the nation, and thousands of people have left the local job market. So, Bob Walsh, has Governor Raimondo been a success when it comes to improving the state's economy?
Yeah, I think so, Ian. Primarily, this has been the top focus of the administration since Gina Raimondo became governor. But our work was cut out for us for the reasons that you mentioned, some of the national ratings, the big hit we took in the economy in 2005. And I think we've been very smart. In the past, we've kind of had a home run mentality towards economic development, try and land that one big company with thousands of jobs at once. And you don't ignore those opportunities. If we could get one, it would be great. I am always pleased to hear these announcements. This company's coming in. It's bringing 100 jobs, 150 jobs, 200 jobs, because growth can occur from those companies. And I think that we are also focusing, as well we should, on existing businesses in the state and trying to give them the resources that they need to grow. We still have a long way to get back to where we were in 2005, and the economy has significantly shifted and the nature of the jobs have shifted. But on this category, so far, so good.
Maureen, you were quoted in that New York Times story on Governor Raimondo and her jobs record. Do you consider her a success on that at this point?
On this point, yes, I do. I think she's done a very good job. I would agree with Bob Walsh. The thing is that when we talk about unemployment, we know that the unemployment numbers are better. Critics say, well, what about the jobs that we haven't regained? But we have to keep in mind this is a national problem. This is not a problem just for Rhode Island. In other words, we're learning now that there are significant segments of the population, especially the male population, across the country who have simply dropped out of the market. So we have a long way to go because we have to try to have as many jobs as we can, and we have to try to get our numbers up. But we have to realize that this is a very different dimension to how we look at unemployment, and we have to take that into account.
The New York Times also spoke with Governor Raimondo's Republican rival from 2014, Cranston Mayor Alan Fung, who is considered very likely to pursue a rematch next year. And he said that there's a real disconnect in how the national media perceives Governor Raimondo and how she's perceived right back here in Rhode Island. What do you make of that, Bob?
Well, I think Mayor Fung is correct on the point that Rhode Islanders are very cynical. A lot of things have happened here that have made us cynical. Some before the current governor came into office, the 38 Studios saga hangs over us. Having an empty building right here in downtown Providence, remaining empty, hangs over us. Those are not things that happened on Governor Raimondo's watch, but they increase the cynicism. We've been cynical in the state since the banking crisis. My members, especially my retirees, are cynical since the changes that occurred in the pension plan. And the mainstream print media in the state takes a very dim, negative outlook on everything that goes on here. And I think that puts a bit of a damper on things. To quote the late mayor of Providence, it's not just about him, but most politicians in this state who were walking on water, the headline would be, they can't swim.
Rest in peace, Buddy Cianci. Well, to switch gears, scores of high school students came to the State House Wednesday to rally behind Governor Raimondo's free college tuition proposal. Raimondo says the plan would boost the state's economy, but lawmakers seem to remain very skeptical about it. And as we know, House Speaker Nicholas Mattiello has reacted very coolly to the idea. Bob Walsh, I understand that you support the college tuition proposal. You're considered a savvy political strategist. What advice would you give to Governor Raimondo to try and get this tuition proposal through the legislature?
Well, I think the showing was terrific, not only were scores of students testifying into the late hours of the night. And Chairman Abney was terrific because he took a lot of those students early so he could send them home to do their homework. So he fully understands the educational needs of the state. But the education labor folks were out in force. My colleague, our president, Larry Pirtle, was there. Frank Flynn from the Rhode Island Federation of Teachers, Jay Walsh testifying in behalf of the AAUP. So, you know, and I know it's not a headline that unions representing education employees like more support for higher education and tuition relief. This is also part, and I think the governor's wisely talking about it, as part of an overall economic development strategy. We like it because we're purists on education, but we recognize there's a synergy here that helps train a potential future workforce, which helps in the efforts to bring folks to the state. The other level, of course, is getting the relationship with the other parties in the legislature to a better place, with both and the Senate president has weighed in mostly in favor of the proposal. And I think that more work needs to be done to have the conversation with the House and figure out, you know, what the compromise is. The scariest thing about this and everything else is there are a lot of terrific ideas in front of the legislature this year, but we're waiting for the big shoe to drop from Washington. And if they take away a significant amount of revenue, now in this particular idea on education, there might be some private money that could help bring at least the CCRI part to fruition.
Maureen, Governor Raimondo told me she plans to just keep plugging away to try and win the support of Speaker Mattiello for her college tuition proposal. How do you see the outlook?
I used to think that there was a deal in the making. I was that they could trade this off. I think Mattiello may be in something of a corner because, especially given what's coming down from Washington, the idea of taking on the huge burden of eliminating the car tax might be something. But I'm also surprised at the pushback from relatively moderate legislators. I mean, it surprises me so much because it is $10
million. $10 million initially, and the cost would eventually go to $30 million.
Okay, yes. And so it's not that big of a hit over the long term. And I'm just surprised at the pushback from relatively progressive or moderate legislators who, you know, are very dubious about this thing.
Why do you think that is?
The only thing I can think of is one of the things is I think the rollout was not great because it was promoted as free tuition. That was a mistake. It's a promised scholarship that includes, particularly for the students from RIC as well as URI, the last 2 years being free. If the student produces, it's up to the student. And there's not been enough emphasis on the skin in the game. They have to get into URI or RIC. They have to maintain a grade average and on time. That's a big deal for a lot of students. So I think the rollout was unfortunate. And I think I'm concerned about the pushback now. I'm a little dubious about this passing.
I think that I fully agree with Maureen that there was a better way to roll out a proposal like this, especially because it's so innovative. This isn't saying we're following what 27 other states are doing. This is saying we're going to be a leader in the country, and therefore there's more of a learning curve to educate the public about it. We certainly heard cynical comments, even from our own folks, saying, what about? And I think those answers are there, and some of those answers came out in testimony. People were confused by the 2.0 grade point average, and they've changed that in the legislation to say maintain good academic standing. I'm still an optimist that we'll get somewhere on this.
All right, we're out of time, so we have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us, Maureen.
Thank you.
And from the National Education Association, Rhode Island, Robert Walsh.
Thank you.
We're funded by you, our listeners, and by the Robertson Foundation, continuing the commitment of its founder, Stephen Hamblett, to honest government in Rhode Island through in-depth political coverage. And if you enjoy the conversation, follow our website at ripr.org.
Major funding for Political Roundtable is provided by the Rhode Island Foundation, using philanthropy to move Rhode Island forward. Details at rhodeislandfoundation.org.